What do beauty retailers Sephora, e.l.f. Cosmetics, and ColourPop all have in common? Their teams are using Dynamic Yield to help them build amazing digital experiences with agility and speed, allowing them to increase revenue and gain a sustainable advantage in a highly competitive online market. And for a limited time, Dynamic Yield, the experience optimization platform, is offering a free personalization assessment to identify opportunities that can move the needle for your business. Powerful insights await at dynamicyield.com/totalretail.
Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail. And joining me today is Keisha Steelman, the Chief Store Operations Officer at Ulta Beauty. And we're going to be talking to Keisha today about Ulta Beauty's investment in driving access and equity in beauty across its entire business, stores included, and website and e-commerce business. And we have some great information that we're going to share. So thank you today for joining me, Keisha.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me on Total Retail Talks today to share Ulta Beauty's commitment in driving equity and inclusivity in our company-wide diversity and inclusion efforts.
Yeah, no, this is great. And it's such a timely and important topic. And one, I would be remiss in not mentioning that Keisha was recently announced will be becoming the Chief Operating Officer. So taking on a new role at Ulta, as there has been some management changes. One, congratulations there. And do you want to just tell us a little bit about that transition?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. You know, I'm really honored to be elevated to the role of COO. It's truly been a privilege working for Mary Dillon the last 6.5 years. She's an incredible CEO. You know, and at the same time, I partnered really closely with Dave Kimball since day one, and I look forward to him becoming the next CEO of Ulta Beauty in June. He has my trust and the confidence of the entire organization, and we have a world-class leadership team that I know Dave's going to continue to lead us through with many more successful years here at Ulta Beauty. I'm excited for everyone.
So, as I alluded to, we are going to talk a little bit about what Ulta Beauty is doing to drive access and equity across its business. So the company recently announced that it will be investing $25 million to drive that initiative. Talk a little bit about why this has become a strategic initiative for Ulta Beauty.
You know, as the nation's largest beauty retailer, we really have the power to shape how the world sees beauty. And we also have a responsibility to drive greater diversity and inclusivity and equity here at Ulta Beauty. Throughout 2020, we really leaned into our foundation and accelerated actions to really directly address areas where we have impacts. And it's important to look at that both internally and externally. February starts our new fiscal year at Ulta Beauty, and we thought it was the perfect time to really go out and loud and proud share our 5 key areas of focus. So the first one's really about amplifying and investing our underrepresented voices. So approximately $20 million of this spend is going to be allocated towards multicultural media throughout 2021, and that's really doubling the investment that we've had over the last 3 years. We've launched this great campaign called MUSE, which MUSE stands for Magnify, Uplift, Support, Empower, to really celebrate and honor and amplify Black voices in beauty. The second key area focuses around Black-owned brands. Now, we're working on doubling the number of Black-owned brands in our assortment by the end of 2021. And we're investing right around $4 million in helping support those Black-owned brands and their success at launch. The third is around guest experiences. You've got to really be focused on ensuring that our guests are comfortable coming into our stores. We've invested in quarterly in-store training for all store and salon associates that are starting actually this month throughout the year. And then our fourth is around associate experiences. We've doubled our D&I trainings for 2021 for the second year in a row. And we've launched an inclusive recruiting effort with a diverse slate mandate across all parts of the enterprise. Our fifth is really about ongoing learning and accountability. So it's not just about what we're focused on here inside Ulta Beauty, but also having accountability partners outside of the organization. We've enlisted Tracy Ellis Ross as our diversity and inclusion advisor and counsel. And we know that she's going to hold us accountable all along the way. And then we did institute an internal governance with executive counsel for quarterly summits to really make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable to what our goals and initiatives are throughout the year. And, you know, this is a fully engaged, all in company-wide focus. And, you know, I would just encourage you and others to look at our ESG, our first inaugural ESG report that's titled Leaving a Positive Legacy for Our World. And it goes through a lot more detail, but it's we're all in here at Ulta Beauty to make a difference in D&I.
Yeah, those are some great steps and shows the commitment that Ulta Beauty has made to this initiative. You've talked about some of the things that you're doing internally and the accountability that you're going to have. And then my second question is in terms of, you know, what are some of the different ways that this investment to advance diversity and inclusion will be evident to consumers, specifically those that are coming into your stores, those that are visiting Ulta Beauty's digital properties? Tell us a little bit about some of the ways that they'll be able to tell that this is taking place and this initiative is really moving forward at Ulta.
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. You know, it's really about being organic in nature. It's when they walk into stores, do they see a diverse associate base? Do they see marketing and advertising and brands that reflect our D&I efforts? And do they feel that they're being represented in all of our marketing campaigns? I think it's not only about the visual aspects, but it's the feeling, it's the culture that they feel when they walk in the door. And I definitely feel like a consumer walking in Ulta Beauty today and also in the future will be able to recognize all of those different attributes.
So you alluded to the fact that Ulta Beauty has announced that Tracy Ellis Ross will serve as the company's diversity and inclusion advisor. Tell us a little bit about that relationship with Tracy, why she's the right person for this position, and that how that kind of appointment aligns with Ulta's core values.
Yeah, you know, Tracy Ellis Ross is an amazing entrepreneur, beauty leader, activist, actor, businesswoman. She's multifaceted. And we really value our partnership with her in regards to the Pattern launch. We're her exclusive retail brand partner launch in our stores. Now, what she's going to do for us is that she's going to provide counsel and insights on specific focuses around BIPOC brand development and diverse leadership development and supplier diversity. We also know that she's gonna drive accountability for the company and our executive council, because she'll sit on the executive council with the executive leadership team. And you know, she brings a tremendous respect and knowledge base of what it's like to really kind of break that glass ceiling within the industry, both not only from her acting side of her business, but from her entrepreneurial side of her business. And she's so engaged in her own brand launch that she wants to pay it forward and help others be successful along the way. She's a great fit for us at Ulta Beauty.
Yeah, and not only to your point, she's so engaged with their brand launch that this is, you know, aligns nicely with what her personal brand, but also kind of the activism that she's been known for and has advocated for. So a great fit there. Let's shift gears slightly and talk a little bit about one specific campaign, a marketing campaign that Ulta Beauty has launched featuring Black voices in beauty. Can you tell us a little bit about that, including how it will be kind of marketed and kind of get that word out to consumers about this Black voices in beauty campaign?
Yeah, so Black Beauty, you know, our Muse campaign, again, it's about magnifying, uplifting, supporting, and empowering. And it's a platform that really celebrates, honors, and amplifies the Black voices. It's a beautiful campaign. You know, it initially shines a light on bold and brilliant Black women who have defined the limits within the marquee of beauty. And we've gotten placements with the Today Show, Good Morning America, This Is Us, to really highlight them throughout, you know, the journey. It's fantastic. I could not be more proud of who we've initially launched this with. The talent that we included was Lisa Price, who's the founder of Carol's Daughter, Carol Sabin, who's the CEO of Shea Beauty Moisture, Whitney White, the founder of Melanin Hair Care, Nancy Twine, the founder of Briogeo, and Julie Wilson, the beauty director at Cosmopolitan. It's beautiful, it's empowering. The celebration that we've seen not only internally but externally, it's something that is a little bit different, and I could not be more proud of it. And, you know, the other thing that's really unique to this campaign is it was the music, the bespoke music was composed by Black artists, two Black artists that are just, it's beautiful. And the work that was done behind the scenes was all really focused on having Black leaders lead this entire launch from beginning to end.
So one thing we haven't talked about is kind of the employee involvement with this. And when I mentioned the employee, not necessarily coming from management, but kind of the store associate, all the others that are working, and they're such a big part of the Ulta Beauty company. Tell us a little bit about kind of how they've been involved in this and participating, but also giving their feedback and their ideas and what that has meant to management as you make decisions and invest money like you have on this campaign around driving access and equity.
Yeah, well, I can speak personally for my involvement, and that is that I have monthly candid conversations with my leaders that are diverse across the organization. And it is that exactly. It's a candid conversation where give us feedback, what's working, what's not, what do we need to do differently? One of the things that we did that was creating a lot of excitement within our Black leaders is that for Black History Month, we created a Ulta Beauty Black History Month t-shirt that we had them have the ability to purchase, and then the funds went to other organizations. That idea came solely from the field organization. When they see that their insights and opinions are being acted upon and making a difference, you truly get the buy-in of the team. And that's just a small example. But you know, in regards to representation and focusing on continuing to drive for more inclusive hiring across the organization, you have to make sure that you're putting your money where your mouth is. And we are focused on our diversity and inclusion recruiting efforts across all parts of the organization. And I couldn't be more pleased with the progress that we're continuing to make. Just even this summer alone, since summer 2020, we've increased by 6% of people in color in leadership positions in the field. We're up to 46% now in leadership. So I could not be more pleased with that.
Yeah, that's some great progress you're making. And to your point about putting your money where your mouth is, Ulta has certainly done that with this $25 million investment. And part of that is specifically earmarked for employee training to ensure, and you've alluded to this, in the equality in guest experiences. Can you tell our audience, Keisha, a little bit about what that training will look like and how Ulta can ensure that the training policies and procedures that it has in place are being complied with in store?
Yeah, you know, it's really about understanding unconscious bias and racial profiling and how to lead through inclusive views as a leader within the organization. Every single associate that joins our organization is required to not only go through operational training, but they also have to go through D&I training in order to be scheduled on day one. And I'm really proud of that. We've doubled our training investment from last year to this year with a real focus around continuous conversations and the focus around guest service and experience in our stores. We have to make sure that everyone feels welcome when they walk into an Ulta Beauty store all the way around. We are investing almost $2 million with this incremental training of these mandatory trainings quarterly. And as I mentioned earlier, they're gonna start this month. So I'm excited to see the results. And I know that our associates are very excited to get this continued investment in their experience and their leadership.
Yeah, that's great. So we've talked a lot about what specifically Ulta Beauty is doing in terms of diversity and inclusion across its business through, you know, its stores, its marketing, everything that it's, you know, touching across its business. Let's look a little bit more on a industry-wide perspective for a second here. What responsibility do you believe that retailers and brands have in expressing their social values and making those clear to consumers? And then kind of a second part to that, Keisha, is how do you believe that impacts customers' opinions and ultimately, you know, what their purchase decisions are?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. Well, first of all, I think we all have ownership in creating a more diverse and inclusive culture everywhere people are going, shopping, working, and, you know, even experiencing life itself. As retailers, we have a responsibility to combat racial bias and prejudice. And I commend those that are taking meaningful action to ensure that we're equally represented across our industry and the world. We all have a part to play in this. The second part to your question was, you know, well, customers have, you know, the power ultimately to choose where they spend their dollars. And I do believe those industries, those retailers that are continuing to invest in making a difference are going to be able to get the dollars that the customer ultimately has the decision to spend. It's a choice for them. And we're working really hard to make sure that we're front and center of being the number one choice for people to spend their beauty dollars.
So my final question, Keisha, is we've talked a lot about what Ulta Beauty is doing in the present day, and they're doing some great work to push the agenda here on making the beauty industry more inclusive, diverse. And you've outlined some of the immediate steps, which are, you know, great. How about, you know, keeping on top of this issue moving forward? How do you make this a continual conversation and, you know, just part of a natural part of the business and making it not something that's a one-time, you know, initiative here, but something that's really ingrained in the culture at Ulta Beauty and is like that going forward?
Yeah, well, Ulta Beauty is a values-based company and diversity and inclusion are really a part of our DNA and directly woven into every facet of our business. We will not be successful unless we really make movement, continuous movement in this direction. It's critical that our D&I work really reflects our value and our overarching business strategy so that they're really authentic and actionable both internally and externally. And, you know, I think it all comes down to accountability and visibility. And when you kind of put a line in the sand out there, like what we have with our five key objectives and holding ourselves accountable both internally and externally with business partners like a Tracy Ellis Ross, I know that we're going to continue to move in the right direction. There's no point of arrival. There's no finish line. This is a continuous journey. And we here at Ulta Beauty are committed to continuing on this journey and continuing to make a difference.
That's great. I want to take this opportunity to thank Keisha Steelman, the Chief Store Operations Officer, soon to be Chief Operations Officer at Ulta Beauty, for joining us today on Total Retail Talks, telling us the great work that that company is doing to advance diversity and inclusion within its own business as well as across the beauty industry. So thank you for joining me today, Keisha.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the time and I appreciate being part of Retail Talks.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.
Your customers expect amazing digital experiences. Not sure how to deliver? Redeem a free personalization opportunity assessment by visiting dynamicyield.com/totalretail.